Vince Ferrara pinch hitting for Jimmy Himes. I'm John Wilkerson, and we head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline for a Tennessee football practice report brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we check in with Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, John. Hey, Vince. Tennessee football, of course, coming off a 38-33 win over Florida on Saturday. And because of that win, Tennessee moves up to number 8 in the latest AP poll, number 9 in the coaches' poll. Hendon Hooker, a marvelous day. SEC Offensive Player of the Week. That's now the second time in only 4 games he has been named the SEC Player of the Week. And Javonte Spraggins was named the Offensive Lineman of the Week for the Southeastern Conference. Tennessee at LSU. Of course, this week's the off week, but the following week on October the 8th, that's going to be a noon Eastern kick, 11 a.m. local time, against Tennessee at LSU. October the 8th will be a noon Eastern kickoff time. It is the off week this week, and teams will the team will focus on getting healthy and practicing. And then, of course, we'll be at LSU the week after next for Tennessee football's 5th game of the season.
Boy, just something to watch them get to this point. And as we heard Coach Heupel say after the game, Eric, he likes that the break comes now because they have a chance to get healthy and of course, just kind of hone in their focus on what will be a tough trip to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, of course, Hendon Hooker got banged up a little bit in that football game, but as Josh Heupel said post-game, he was a warrior, and he played like one. And, I think the week off for Hendon Hooker will do well for sure. Of course, Cedric Tillman, and you got to see, it might be pushing it to get back by the LSU game. You feel good about the Alabama game, but another week of not playing, of course, will help Cedric Tillman to heal a little bit. Yeah, Warren Burrell, who has a shoulder issue, and we'll see if he can get healthy enough to play. Of course, D. Williams, another cornerback, has still not played yet. As far as the running backs, Jabari Small was really good to see him. He had 22 total touches in that football game. That was great to see. He ran hard in the second half. But I think a week to get healthy for him and Dylan Sampson would help as well. So LSU will be a challenge playing at LSU. I think Tennessee caught a break playing early in the day. But still, it's going to be a challenge, and Tennessee needs to meet that challenge. Needs to win the games it's supposed to win, of course, before the big boys in Alabama and Georgia come up in a couple of weeks.
So how weird was it to not have a media day today and only get the one avail on Wednesday?
Well, it's really weird. I don't know what to do with all this free time, right? of course, we live in a content-driven industry, and so you got to come up with some content. But nonetheless, it is a little bit weird. But, hey, that is the off week. I'm sure, John, I'm sure Josh Heupel wasn't missing us today at about 12:15. I think he was okay with that for sure.
Absolutely. Any other news or notes?
That'll do it here for today against Tennessee. Just a 38-33 win over Florida. 4-0 beginning the season for the first time, of course, since 2016. We'll have this off week, and then we'll travel down to LSU the following week for a noon Eastern kick on October the 8th. And we'll continue to bring you coverage from Tennessee's off week all week long. And it's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Thank you, John.
All right, and that's Eric Kane with the Tennessee Football Practice Report joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.